make a quick note.
You make that quick note because we are live.
And Los. That's my note. That's my note. Trying to, I'm just making sure that I remember what show I'm on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Late nights with Trav and Los.
Okay, welcome everybody to Late Nights with Trav and Los. Should we like sing a song? We've never done a trio singing.
Let's
and
do
we
that.
Never will.
Sometimes we sing. You're into music stuff.
Yeah.
So you do the bass line.
What am I supposed to do?
Like, boom, like, boom, 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 boom.
You want me to do that?
The bass line. Come on. Get with the program.
I am from Trav and Los. This is a late night with Corey to boo.
Welcome to...
What? Did that just happen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. We just laid it down like that. Welcome to another Late Nights with Trav and Los. Corey, this is how we do.
I appreciate it.
So last week we had our special guest on, Corey Miller. Corey's great. And the thing is, so when I was talking to Corey to bring him on the show, doing some back and forth, corresponding, you know how you do.
Corresponding.
Corey.
Oh, that just made me cry.
Nailed it, right?
That just made me cry. Yeah. Okay, have you ever said that joke before?
I've literally never said it.
It was so fast.
I've never
so
said
clean,
that.
So good. I just like want to stop the podcast right now. Like, I think
thanks
we're done.
For listening, everybody. We really appreciate
see
it.
You next week. Next week. Corresponding. So when I was corresponding, we were brainstorming on some topics, mm-hmm. and he mentioned a few things that he was passionate about. So I, you know, what are you passionate about? What do you want to talk about? What are you going to be good at? Corey says he mentions branding, living with a purpose, and being internationally minded. And we can touch on that last one maybe in another. I don't really know what that means.
Okay.
it's kind of a big
idea. Remember the world. I should have just.
Yeah, really quickly, what is internationally minded?
I think it was it was more about like traveling and not being so like, I'm never going to go anywhere. Because when you have more of an expansive mind, like if you travel, you go other places, you meet people of other cultures, like your mind like opens and it gives you more creativity and it just allows you to know more about this world that you live in. So that's more of like internationally minded.
There you go.
What a terrible thing to say. Come on, Corey.
You corresponded that to me.
The worst.
And I was just like, all right, we're just internationally minded, I guess. We're going to leave that one on the side.
We'll just do that later.
But tonight I thought we'd take a look at the first two and specifically about how branding fits into living with a purpose, right? So like it's like
branding fits into living with a purpose,
right? So Corey says, hey, I'm Corey Miller, I'm excited about branding, I'm also excited about living with a purpose.
Okay,
what I want to say is, how do we fit branding into living with a purpose?
Okay,
right? So here's my thesis.
Okay,
right?
I like it.
Actually, that was the thesis.
Here's the
opening question. What is a purpose? What is someone having a purpose? What does that look like?
Los?
I think that's what gets you up in the morning, right?
Come on, Captain Vague. Come on.
Right, when you get... let me expand, bro.
Come on.
This is me trying to expand. All right, so a purpose is something that motivates you to make a positive change for those that you are around. How's that?
A purpose motivates you?
Yes.
To make a positive change for those you are around. Mm-hmm. Can you give
that's
me
off
like
the cuff.
Yeah. So, a purpose is what motivates you.
A purpose is what motivates you. And what does it motivate you to do? It should motivate you to do great things.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I interpret it is a purpose motivates me to do great things for and to the people that are around me, right? So,
Los, do you have a purpose?
I do have a purpose.
Can you say what your purpose is?
I can say what my purpose is.
Let me hear it.
To leave a legacy by way of my children that they will have a more positive impact in this world than I have.
Now, how does that guide your day-to-day?
That's really good. I'm going to throw that in.
Off the cuff. As I asked that question, I was like, I don't know what mine is. I hope he doesn't ask me back.
I may not listen to what you say because I need to start writing here.
How does that guide your day-to-day? You said you want to leave a legacy through your children. And something else.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
It was so good.
It was so good I didn't listen to the second half of it.
If you tune in for the first time, I don't know what Travis has prepared, and that's the point of this podcast,
yeah,
is to give you I am the proxy for you as an audience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So carry on. What's your question?
Well, I want to know how that purpose that you stated guides your day-to-day actions.
Well, it makes it so that I don't waste time, right? Because mm-hmm. there's two things that once they leave, you can't get back, and that's your health and time. And you're like, oh, dang, there goes my health.
And my time.
There goes the time.
And there goes the time.
I'm late for my health.
So it motivates me to appreciate and take stock of where my time is going and prioritize the important things. And that's another vague thing to say, but some of the important things for me is like be really good at my craft such that I have job security, mm-hmm. right? Because without mm-hmm. job security, then I can't provide the basic necessities for my family. And mm-hmm. if I can't provide the basic necessities for my family and my children, I can't spend the time to teach them other values that I would be otherwise busy providing for them, maybe working two or three jobs and never seeing them.
Interesting.
So that's one aspect of
yeah.
how it motivates me in my day-to-day.
Corey
yeah.
Miller.
Yeah.
You actually brought up this topic.
I should have thought about it.
Living with a purpose. I want to know, to you, what is living with a purpose?
I think ultimately it's about, you said something interesting earlier that I don't remember, but it was really good.
Like, that's the key takeaway is that Lo said something good, but we don't remember what it was.
No, but I actually do remember. It was about living and having your goals reflect your purpose and what you want. And mm-hmm. I think all of that wraps up into the word that is direction. Mm-hmm. The way that we call it direction. Call it this word.
It's the one direction.
But it's about direction. Like, it's about I am in this place and I want to be there. So I need to choose a direction and I need to follow that direction to get to where I want to be.
Yes.
And so living with a purpose is saying I'm here now in this moment at this stage of my life and I want to be something later on in the future. Like, I want to have a certain level of accomplishment. I want to have a certain number of kids. I want to have, made a certain kind of impact in the world. And that's a purpose because it gives you a direction. I think they work really closely mm-hmm. together to say, mm-hmm. I'm not aimless. I'm not just kind of, well, I guess someday I'm going to be older. So I guess I'll work at Burger King or something.
Someday I'll be older.
You know, like,
well, there goes my health.
Working at Burger King. I worked at Burger King for a while. You lose your health working at Burger King.
Dude.
You have a crown while you're losing your health, though.
And a great smile. Dude, I saw this news piece, and this person, I think they were in Canada for some reason, but they had a, I don't know why that is important. It's not. They had a Happy Meal, and they just kept it around for like 6 years.
I saw that today.
Did you see it?
I saw that today.
It didn't mold. The chicken nuggets and french fries, they had the receipt for it, 6 years old. It did not mold. It did not decompose. They just had it on the desk. They said, yeah, it doesn't smell. It just like smells like cardboard kind of.
That's really awful.
True story. I can verify reading that article today.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys need to have a purpose or else, you know, don't be like the chicken nugget.
Stale and smelling like cardboard.
Although I guess you could argue that the chicken nugget had a lot of direction and purpose because it's, hey, well, no, because it hasn't really advanced, right?
It's stagnant.
It's stagnated. That's terrible.
I mean, a chicken's purpose is to molt, right?
No, molt.
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 That's right.
A chicken's purpose.
We're going deep on this episode, guys.
Hashtag moldy.
Yeah, so ultimately, chicken. I think that's what it's about is to say, like, and you said this even at the very beginning, is like waking up and having something that you're aiming for,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, like, you know, you think of the analogy of like, you got a bow and arrow, you're shooting at the target. You have to have some kind of direction. Your purpose is to hit the target,
mm-hmm.
but you have to aim it in the correct trajectory
mm-hmm.
with the right amount of velocity. I'm not making the, I'm really good.
He's
at
doing
science.
Hand motions, guys.
I'm really good at science. And like, but you have to have all of those things lined up in order to hit and make that goal and hit the target. So I think that living with a purpose is about saying what kind of life do I want to have? What kind of life do I want the people who interact with me to have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what kind of lasting impact do I want to make in the world?
Mm. Do you think purpose can be synonymous with the word mission?
I think the mission is the goal
mm-hmm.
and the purpose is the getting to the goal.
Mm.
So it's like, so let's say the mission of Google is to get internet to the whole world. Let's just say.
Okay.
I don't know if that's their mission, but I'm pretty sure it's not. What is the mission?
The mission is to organize the world's information and make it useful.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good mission.
It's a good mission.
So what's the purpose, though?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like they're synonymous, like mission and purpose. So I was gonna jump back and relate back to goals. Yeah, yeah. You mentioned goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking like goals are the steps that you take. They're the things that you're acting on.
I got it.
That are driven by your. Go ahead.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Mission is the what. Purpose is the why.
Ooh.
That's what it is.
Uh huh. And so the goals like, are the how.
And yes. Well, kind of. The procedure is the how.
The procedure is the
how. Goals are not the how.
So the mission,
now that I'm saying that again, I'm like, no,
yeah,
goals are not
the mission.
How.
The mission is like, we want to do this. So let's just even say, I want to sail from the UK. Sail from England to New York.
Okay.
So that is my mission. That is the what. Mm. The purpose is how am I going to accomplish, or like, Why am I doing that? That's what it is. Why am I doing that? I want to bring certain goods to America. That's my purpose.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, for this podcast, like our mission is to what? What is the mission of this podcast?
This podcast?
Yes.
Is to hang out with your bros and share it with the world.
Don't think that's right.
It's my podcast.
Oh, I guess
like, why not?
I guess that's right. No, but there's like an actual.
Corey's like goes on the podcast and be like, that's not your mission.
No. That's not what you're doing here. No, but you guys have like a tagline, right?
Oh, I wrote
it's on
that
your
one.
Website.
It's a good tagline.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Every time somebody asks me what our podcast is about, I like stop and I Google it because like it's really, because I think it's really well written, but I never remember what it is.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Join Travis and Carlos for a late night discussion about being healthy and productive professional, being a healthy and productive professional in today's creative economy.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
That's a well-crafted sentence.
Now, the question is...
That was wordsmithed.
Yeah,
we took a while to get there, right?
You're missing an apostrophe there.
Really?
Yeah.
Son of a...
It's okay.
See, it's not good grammar.
Today's...
So that's your mission, but why do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you guys have this podcast? Like you could say, oh, it's
you're
to make
ready
them
to get
have
introspective.
A,
he's asking us productive. The hardball questions.
Yeah, here's my why. I remember having you got kind of introspective with me once. My why is I think it's twofold. The first why was to give back to a community of like open source knowledge that has gotten me to where I am, and it continues to further my career and get me to my next professional and personal goals. Right, mm-hmm. So the first why is so that I can give back and help others get to where I am or supersede me in a shorter amount of time.
Sure. Right.
I just like the sound of my voice.
That is also true.
I'm just going to be honest.
That's a really good why.
That's a good why. The second why.
We all do.
The second.
Like there is, you know. There is an egotism to podcasting, to publishing in general.
Go on.
Like, you're like, I believe that what I have to say is important.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, would you be doing it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a built-in egotism. Like, I believe that what I have to say is so important that you should push pause on your life or at least invite me into what you're doing and listen to what I have to say.
I mean, with the goal of helping people,
yes,
of course.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's optional.
Probably.
That's optional. I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts. They don't help me at all.
They hit me.
Don't
they make you laugh, though.
I like laughing. You're
See?
Right.
There you go. It brings a level of health.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Level of health. The second one. Do you care to hear the second one?
I do.
I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, we'll leave it then. That's
moving
it.
On.
That's an open loop that will never close. That will never close.
That's just not.
See,
a loop.
I need to get better at the loops. Let me hear your second reason.
My second reason was before I started the podcast, it was hard for me to form opinions on topics that I didn't know that much about and research about, and then deliver it in a concise form that someone else could understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It's a skill.
So I wasn't good at that, and part of the podcast was that I can get better at forming an opinion for something that is vague to me and then delivering a crisp and concise message that someone else can have key takeaways for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
If you want to hear my full real reasons and not just the fact that I love my voice... check out the podcast that we did called Why You Should Be a Publisher. Laid it all out.
That's true.
Pretty well. All right. Corey Miller.
That's me.
I like your name.
Thank you. I also do. It's like your voice to you. My name is to me. And she's like, please say it some more. Not really. I'm not.
So let's stop. Let's put a pin right in the idea of purpose, goals, missions, and talk about brand. On your first episode of your podcast, Behind the Brand,
yes,
you talked about branding. You did a great job, and you got down to the crack the nut. The brand is how people think of you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Your brand is not what you have designed, not what even you say,
right,
but the elements that are in people's minds when you're conjured up. Like, yeah, that is what actually is your brand.
Right.
And brands are that's true for groups, you know, organizations, companies, and even, you know, individuals.
Right.
There's a book called The Brand Gap, and in The Brand Gap, the author says, a brand is not what you say it is, it's what they say it is.
Right. The CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, once said, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's branding is this idea of, like, how do people perceive you? When someone hears your name, what do they immediately think and feel?
Right.
It's basically, what does your name or your face or in the nature of a company, like your logo, or when people hear about you, what immediately happens in that person, and what do you represent?
Right.
You know, like, what do you stand for?
Right.
And so, and that's ultimately what a brand is. Not a lot of people think it's logo, it's colors, it's, you know, whatever, but it's really about perception. So your brand is different to every single person.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And you can craft your brand to try and align that.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, like, Apple has a brand, but guess what? Apple is different for me than it is for you, or for Bill Gates, or for,
right,
Obama. Everyone views that brand differently.
Yeah.
And they do their best to, like, hey, everyone, we want you to think the same way about us, but you're not going to. So it's always going to be subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And all you can do really is just to say, like, this is what I'm going to express. This is who I'm going to try and be. And you guys just take that and do what you want with it.
Right. So having defined purpose, having defined brands, I want to kind of get to back at, you know, with what we said at the top of the show, is I want to talk about how branding, or rather how purpose, can impact brands. So the question, guys, that I want you guys to let's verbalize here is, how does your purpose impact your brand?
How does my purpose impact my brand?
Yeah. Lois, you're one that's big on personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, like, we talk about how you conduct yourself, you're always mentioning, you know, this person may be the first, this may be the first time this person interacts with me. This is my brand.
Every interaction is a brand interaction.
So I want to know how your purpose, leaving the legacy behind, you said, improving other people's lives, and you also mentioned learning how to better yourself through constructing new ideas, through presenting. How does that influence your brand? Purpose, influence, brand.
It's a hard question. How does my purpose influence my brand?
You can make it bigger if you want. You don't have to talk about yourself. How to generally?
I think it's easier to talk about myself because I know myself the best.
Let me hear it.
I think.
All right. Corey Miller, jump in if you want. How does your purpose influence your personal brand?
I think it's a lot about how... So purpose, we're talking about direction. It's your why.
Mm-hmm.
And my brand is how people perceive me. And I want people to perceive why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. You know, like, I want people to associate me with the positive things that I'm trying to do in the world. Like, I want people, when they hear my name, or when they talk about me, or the things that I've done, to be in a positive light. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen globally, because there's always going to be some schmuck on a YouTube comment who's like, I could do that, and then they can't. But
one star.
One star. It's like a thumbs down.
Like, dang it. Thumbs,
you know,
down.
But here's the thing. Like, I want to help that guy. Like, I really do. Like, I just feel sad for people who get so angry in comments. Like, I'm just like, let me give you a... You just need a hug.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like haters on the internet just need a big hug. Anyway, so...
I think we had a moment. We just did. Now. I think we learned something.
BigHugBrand.com. Don't go there. I don't know what's there. I don't know what's there.
I take no responsibility for your search history.
You just, like, censor that out. And just, but I think it's ultimately about, like...
I like how you jump so fast. Don't go there.
Don't go there.
I've never been there. I don't know. The internet's a creepy place, man.
Can be.
And it can also be a great place.
Mm. Mm.
But so that's how I think they work together. So I think that your why, on an external nature, affects your brand, because it's going to be, it affects what you're actually going to do. And like, it affects how you're going to accomplish your goals. It affects the kind of words that you're going to use with people, because if you want to be perceived in a certain way and you want to get to a certain place, like you're trying to accomplish a mission and this is why,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to help to structure the way that you live ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you live is how people are going to perceive you, and in their own subjective ways. So I think that they're very closely connected.
That siren has been going on for like 5 minutes so far.
I didn't hear it until like you looked at over.
It's been like the whole time I'm just like waiting for it to stop.
Well, I just don't know why the guy can't just like turn it on. He's sitting there going flip, 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 flip.
He was like doing, you know, a DJ like mix. It was a remix of a police siren.
He was remixing.
Somebody stole that car, I guarantee.
It's some like 13-year-old kid.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. So that's my take on it. I think that they're very closely related. And then also just interpersonally, when I say interpersonally, I mean like internally. Interpersonally is like when you're
interpersonally talking inside of me.
Yeah, when I talk with myself.
Me, myself, and I interpersonally have this.
Yes. So when I, you know, the kind of person that I want to be, like not even just like the kind of person I want to be perceived as, but the kind of person that I want to be, there's a direction, that's the purpose, and then that dictates my actions, and I think I kind of said this, but it's like more internal of like how I view myself, like
right.
What is my brand to me, who mm-hmm. am I to me,
mm-hmm.
you know. One of the things that Sean McCabe, my employer, likes to say is you are the only person who lives 100% of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to be most affected by your decisions.
Mm.
Like 100% of the
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go fall on the concrete, everyone else is going to laugh, but you're going to be like, crap, I fell on the concrete.
Right.
That was the worst day ever.
100% of me fell on the concrete.
100%. It hurts so bad right now.
100% of me fell.
So that's also a factor, is like how you perceive yourself and the kind of person that you want to be then translates outward to mm-hmm. the people around you and how they perceive you.
Mm-hmm. Lewis?
I still don't know what my answer is.
Okay.
How does my purpose affect my brand? And the only thing that I can think of is how people perceive me. That's like, I think that's the only,
yeah.
Like the way that my purpose affects my brand is like people can see your actions and can start to see what your purpose is and what drives you.
Yeah.
And that's
your brand is like a little badge, like
yeah.
a little, you know, logo. I mean,
go ahead.
I was gonna say logo in terms of, you know,
it's a symbol.
A symbol.
A symbol. Yeah, being like, I see the symbol and I equate something to that
mm-hmm.
symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like at work, people know that I can focus well,
mm-hmm.
right? And like that's part of my goal. That's part of my purpose. Mm. And like part of my brand is like I need to learn how to focus, and I work on that a lot and getting it to flow. And so, like, in 6 months time or more at work, I'll be known as like, oh yeah, he knows how to just like be in flow, like at a moment's notice. Right.
Great.
Right.
Anyway.
So we talk a lot about personal brand on the show.
Mm.
We talk a lot about branding in this industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to see is a little bit more of people being concerned with their purpose and being true to that.
Yeah.
And then as a follow on, being able to ask the question, how can I appropriately tell my story with the intent of bringing others on board with this purpose,
mm-hmm.
and that would be the brand. That's really mm-hmm. what I would like to see more of. I don't see that a lot.
Yeah,
and I think when it happens, it's really magical. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I see that, for example, with your company with Sean
yeah,
West.
With Sean West, yeah.
Like Sean leads by example. He leads his company by example, values first, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You listen to one of his podcasts. One of any of the show, I was listening to a lot of your podcast this week to brush up.
Thanks.
And you can just feel the consistency of the brand, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also like the consistency of like the purpose.
Yeah.
Like I can see that coming through. And when you have that idea of telling the story with the intent of bringing people on board with the purpose, that being the brand, I think that there's just like a really,
right,
a really great mm. harmony going on right there. So the takeaway for you guys, dear listener, is when you're thinking about your own brand, when you're thinking about the legacy, the trail that you leave behind you, right? Thinking about the story that you make, and is it a good one? Does it uplift? Does it bring, you know, value to people's lives? And if it does, can you elevate that into something that people can see a shining star in the sky, something like that, to bring them out of their caves? And I don't even know what kind of metaphor I'm making right now, but you get the idea, right?
Bringing people out of their caves.
Well, I said shining star, and I was like, who could see a shining star? I was like maybe like a caveman. I don't know where I went with that. I think it was going good for a while, and I kept talking. I think
it was really
it.
Good up until the caveman.
It was really weird.
Like, it was good. It really was good.
It was captivating.
So listener, just do the like
caveman. I don't know what that was about.
Like the negative 15 on your podcast app, go back 15 seconds and then just, and as soon as you get to the star, go forward like three times.
Here. Yeah. And then, there you go, that's and then I'll just say this word, star, with a period at the end of it.
Right.
See how I put an ending. Okay. Good. Full stop after the star.
That's good.
Thanks a lot, Corey Miller, again, for joining us.
Thanks for having me
Los,
on. This is super fun.
Thank you for inviting us to the cantina.
Of course.
And this is the podcast. We're done. Do we have a thing?
We have a review. Before I read another review that we have, you could find us on Twitter at Trav and Los. You can also find us at travandlos.com. And your favorite podcast app.
Yeah. Corey also has a podcast, and we want to kind of throw that out there. We want to pimp that to our audience.
Okay. I don't know that I like that verb.
Corey, where can we find you on the online?
You can find me at behindthebrand.com. And, you know, we have a weekly show and also a weekly newsletter. So you get a newsletter on Wednesdays. And then also when the podcast comes out on Saturdays. So I write articles exclusively for my newsletter subscribers. And then sometimes I put that online a little bit later. But you can also get a free guide. I wrote and designed a free guide, a 40-page guide called 9 Keys to Building a Successful Brand Foundation.
Awesome.
So it's kind of like a workflow and like helping you figure out mission, values, purpose, all that stuff. You figure out your purpose, and a lot of people have given me good feedback about it. So
feedback.
So that's where you can find me. I'm also on Twitter at Corey D.H. Miller.
Yeah. I think if the content of this episode has piqued your interest, that would be a great follow on. So go to behindthebrand.com and sign up for the newsletter there. You'll get Corey's 40-page guide. Los.
So closing with this review, it's from India in the Indian iTunes store.
Yes.
Okay. And
Now let me just point out that the way that we know about this is that the author of the review took a screenshot and tweeted us.
Yes, because that's been our call to action.
It's so helpful. It's so helpful. No, so we're like,
that's a great idea.
Yep.
Yeah. If you do leave us if you're in Canada, if you're in Chile, if you're in India, we don't know about it. So take a screenshot and tweet us.
That's a great idea.
Or I'll have to take 2 hours of my time to go find it.
You did take a long time to find those other ones.
I did. So I love you guys. 5-star by Ratik 96.
Nice, Ratik.
January 28th, 2016. Hey, Trav. Hey, Los. Good morning. Smiley face.
It's a late night. What are you talking about?
Late nights with Trav and Los is my favorite podcast.
There it is.
Thank you.
You made it.
Thank you.
You guys have made it.
Should I stop reading it?
This one. I'll let this one go.
Okay.
Come on.
Awesome.
Legit.
It's got two delightful hosts, thoughtful podcast topics, and music that just brings it all together. Listening to Trav and Lowe's huddled up around a microphone at ungodly hours in the cantina, talking about all things design is an experience, and it's one I want to continue having. Keep up the good work, guys. Hugs. Ratik Sharma.
Yeah, Ratik Sharma.
Hugs and everything.
Yeah, man.
So good.
So we're so grateful that you not only left this comment or the review, but that you tweeted it to us and let us know so that we can, you know, have this discussion on air. So, again, we're late nights with Trav and Los. Corey Miller is awesome and here with us. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.